Love never fails. Let us pray. Love came down at Christmas. Love all lovely. Love divine. Love was born at Christmas. The star and angels gave the sign. Dear Lord, as we begin this Advent season, help us to learn to wait and to watch and to anticipate how you are amongst us again to do mighty things, to restore hope to people who have despaired for much too long, to forgive to people, Lord, who so much desire forgiveness, to restore, to renew, and most of all, to give us a vision of what life can be like and will be like in the fullness of your kingdom. Thank you, Lord, that as we worship you here and in this place, we experience a part of that kingdom. Love divine, all loves excelling. Come and work in us and work through us, that your love and the love of neighbor may increase in the world today. In Jesus' name, amen. At this time, I invite Polly up for our children's message, and let our little ones please come forward and join her at the front.
Come on up and join me. Hi, Skylar. Hey, Ava. Anna. Come on up, Anna. Look what I have. Oh, boy. It's a present. Come on, join me. Hey, Sam. It's good to see all of you. I hope you all had a good Thanksgiving. And today is December 1st, so we're starting a new series. It's Advent season. And Christmas is coming soon, is on December 25th. And Reverend Green's starting a series called All I Want for Christmas. So I don't know about you, but have you started your Christmas list? Oh, I had a feeling all of you had started your list about what you want. Thank you for sharing. Well, All I Want for Christmas, this is a little different. Do you see? This is a present, isn't it? Let's see what I have in here. Okay. Let's see. Oh, look. It's a little saying with a heart on it. And I also have a heart. What did we talk about a couple weeks ago? What does a heart stand for? Oh, you all are so smart. That's what Reverend Green is going to talk about. You know, a lot of gifts come in bags, and they require batteries and instructions, and you have to learn how to operate them. But what he's going to talk about is a gift that doesn't need any batteries, and it lasts forever, and it is priceless, and it's God's love. Does that make sense? God gives us love. In 1 John, this is a really simple verse. I think you can get it. God is love. Can you repeat that? God is love. Lyndon, can you show us? Come over here and show us and see if we can do the sign. God, can you take your hand? God is love. Love is easy, isn't it? Right? So let's say it and do the sign together. Ready? God is love. That's what we're going to talk about today, that in all the gifts that you get, that you have a gift as a believer in Jesus Christ, because he came by way of, what is this? What is he in? He's in a manger, and he came as a baby, and that's what God sent us, because this says God so loved the world that he sent his one and only son, and this is Jesus in a manger. So I'm going to put that in the heart, because that's what how much he loves you and me. He sent his son to show us how to live our life, and he came down for you and me at Christmas time. So you're going to have love at Christmas. So what I did to remind you, if you know how many have Christmas lists, if you don't get everything on your list, that you have a gift all the time, and it's love. So I made you a heart. And all of them have a different lettering on it. It says love, and it says John 3:16. So can you repeat John 3:16? I'm going to say it, and then you repeat it. God so loved the world that he sent his one and only son. Very good. Do you think you can remember that? So what I thought you could do is take this heart and maybe put it on your refrigerator or put it near your tree and know that this is a gift for each of you. Isn't that neat? That you don't have to, it doesn't come in a bag, but it came in a manger as baby Jesus. And you have his love each and every day because God is love. And he loves you, and it's an eternal gift that lasts forever. The batteries don't wear out. You don't have an instruction manual, that he's love all the time. Isn't that neat? Yeah. I am going to give you each a heart, but can we join hands and pray? Can you join hands? Yeah. Dear loving, gracious God, we are so thankful that you sent your one and only son. Love came down in the form of Jesus Christ in a manger. He was born for each one of these children, each one of us, Lord. That love doesn't require batteries. It's free. It's priceless. It's forever. What a wonderful gift. That's all I want for Christmas is love. Love of family, love of these children, most of all, your love that we learn about each and every day, especially from your word. Bless each of these children as they start their Advent journey till Christmas Day when Emmanuel, God with us, came down. I just pray that you bless them richly during this season, and may they know that they are loved with a love that will never, ever fail. And it's always good because God is love. Thank you for each one. Bless them richly and their families. In Jesus' name I pray. And everybody said, amen. Skylar, can you help me hand out some hearts? I did pink and red. Ava, you want to help hand out some hearts? Thank you all for coming. And I just pray that as we start this Advent season, that you know that your first gift is, what is it? Love. Good. Thank you for coming.